Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into opening day week. Luke's going to be around doing a bunch of Oriole stuff as we get ready for that. Obviously, Masters taking over the course here this weekend. I got a guy here that's, I don't want to say he's in semi-retirement from his golf thing, but certainly of all the things that you love the most, this month represents the draft. Dennis Colatzis joins us now from Coons, Baltimore, Ford, over Security Boulevard. And last week we talked about ordering vehicles and all that. What about ordering football players here, right? Certainly the Ravens are on a different side of this thing, Den, from a management standpoint. I don't know how car dealerships are managed or how you look at materials and value and all that.
Same way, no different.
Same business, right? So there's assets and there's liabilities, right? Literally.
There's a depth and there's inventory, as Buck Showalter used to say. So it's like the Ravens.
They have a little baseball. I like that.
There's depth, right? So you have your core people, and then you have what amounts to as bodies, just guys or gals who, and you need them. I mean, they have a job versus a career. You look at players like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Jonathan Ogden, Marshall Yanda, who gave it their all. Terrell Suggs wanted that gold jacket, wanted the Super Bowl ring versus guys just punch the clock, right? They just come in and it's a job and they punch out. So there's a big difference between depth and inventory, whether it's your business, my business, or the National Football League.
Well, I was maybe referring more to the way the Rams have gone about winning a championship that has changed philosophically some organizations thinking, oh, there's the brass ring, boom. We can be just as good as Coons 4. We just opened a week ago and, you know, we're just going to go boom and do it all by buying things. And then there's the Ravens that are like, got a lot of draft picks. We have a system here. We do things this way. Yep. That there are now eight teams without a first round draft pick. Fundamentally, Dennis, fundamentally, winning this way has changed the way some organizations are doing business in the NFL.
I don't think we have enough data to suggest that this is the proper way. But when you hear Eric DaCosta talk about accumulating picks, and certainly the Ravens now have 10 in this year's draft class, and he talks about it's luck. The more picks you have and the better chance you have of hitting on players. I don't necessarily agree with that, because to your point, the Rams now, they're not going after inventory. They're not rolling the dice or flipping a coin for inventory versus depth. They're going after depth. They're going after proven players, players that have performed at a high level, and they're getting them at a good point in their career, whether it's Von Miller or Bobby Wagner now. It's, of course, the quarterback, right, Matthew Stafford. It's fascinating to see how this is going to play out long term. If this is the new norm.
Got Whitworth at the right time, too.
They got Whitworth.
You talk about players. Yeah, Weddle came back for a minute. I mean, say what you will about that. Wow. But
how about Eric Weddle? I mean, Eric Weddle, they dusted the cobwebs off of him after 2 years, and he came back at the right time. So it's I wouldn't play it that way. I like the traditional model, building from within, getting the rookies and hoping that they can play up to their draft position and going from there. I love building from within. I think all the best organizations build from within, but you also can't exclude and be so close-minded that you think you can't get a good person from somewhere else that wasn't homegrown.
Well, and in their case, they've gone back to Josh Bynes. They loved the special teams player, Anthony Levine, right?
They've
kept LJ guys.
Fort, I mean, it goes on and on. They bring back certain guys that fit the mold, fit the culture, which is important to them. And I get that.
Calais Campbell would be one of those guys that they'd love to have back.
He is a quality. He's the kind of man you want in your locker room, right? He's just not a good football player. I believe he was a Walter Payton Man of the Year a couple of years ago, and you want that Mufasa type in the locker room, the guy that can steady the ship, the veteran, the one that's chasing the ring and nothing else, and the Hall of Fame jacket to boot.
Dennis Colatzis here. He's chasing the Hall of Fame jacket over at Security Boulevard as well. He'll be here on Thursday from 3 until 5 with the Dennis Colatzis Show. You hear it again on Sunday mornings if you're up for breakfast and you hear those birds tweeting at Augusta and, bikini wax greens and all the greens on your HD screen and all that this weekend. For draft and for the Ravens, and I talked to Luke at length about this, and this is certainly something that we put in front of John. We're going to put that in front of Eric DaCosta this week at the Liars Luncheon as well. all of the injuries and the end of the year as to where they were, and the owner stepped up in front of a selected few media folks last week in Palm Beach and spoke to maybe we weren't 8-3. Maybe 8-3 was not where we were in all of this. I don't know where they think they are, but I think they've had so many spots now, whether it's Boyle, Stanley, the right tackle position, the center position, and I know they'll say McCary, and you know they have Cologne, they have other guys, and then the defensive line where Wolf's gone, Calais Campbell's gone, Brandon Williams gone, the middle of the field where the Bobby Wagner thing was there, and Patrick Queen's not going to be that guy. I don't believe they are really thinking about moving him back into that position. So they have these positional things where they have these cards and all these picks in the top 120 as to where they're going to go. There's a lot of direction. They have a lot of deficiencies. I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong word, but they have a lot of places they could get stronger. Let's say that.
They certainly have a lot of areas of concern, Nestor. And to me, quarterbacks always cause good players to drop. Kenny Pickett should go top 10. Malik Willis may go top 10. And if that happens, there'll be a player or two that they value at 14 to turn in their draft card. And of course, their MO is if the player they covet isn't there, the high value player, and somebody offers them draft capital, they'll move back. But they also have to have a willing trade partner. And I think they may at 14. If there's another quarterback, Sam Howell from North Carolina, if he's available, Eric's telephone may ring. But they have to be prepared to turn in the draft card at 14, be it cornerback or center or left tackle, or they can go in almost any direction. Ness.
Well, Dennis, I would call this egalitarian when you stink long enough for 2 months at the end of the year to get a better draft pick because the league's incentive is to help you if you struggled last year. 14 is, you know, Eric DaCosta didn't want to be picking any higher than that. You know, you're picking in single digits around here. You're probably on watch. You're picking at 6 or 8 or 10. They don't pick much higher than this. To your point, they don't have a need for a quarterback. There'll be some other positional guys, wide receiver and some other places where they're probably not targeting that position. And the more of those guys that come off the board and just the blue chip guys at the top of the top, you know, aren't going to make it to you. This is where, like, they should really sing. And I know a lot of teams are trading out of this draft and down, speaking poorly about this draft. I would think that Eric's been at this and Joe Ortiz and all these guys for so long. This really should, if you did it on a point system for their picks and where they are, this should be one of their deepest drafts ever when the wash is out. Not today, not mini camp, not next year, but 3 years from now, we should look up here. And if Lamar is under contract for 52 million guaranteed dollars, that in 2024 and 25, there should be some help for him here somewhere along the line.
Yeah, they also have 5 fourth-round draft picks, Ness. So you're picking between 96 and, say, 130. Those are going to be very good players if they play their cards right. There's going to be players that drop for whatever reason. Maybe there's a run in their class or in a position early. But they're going to be a lot of good players. I mean, they have a – this is a great draft to have a lot of picks. They're positioned well to fortify this team. My question, though, is I don't think they have room for 10 rookies. I don't think they have room for 10 new players. So I can't see them trading out of this draft into next year at some point. Say somebody offers them a first this year and maybe a first next year, or a first this year and a second next year to move up for that coveted 14 spot. I can certainly see Eric DaCosta doing that. I expect him to trade into next year once, perhaps twice.
You think they might not pick at 14, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, that happens. You know when that happens? When they have 5 players they'd like. And
exactly
the guy
right.
They like, they're like, we love okay. This guy. He might go 26th. Right. So, you know, let's back down. And as long as we have 3 guys we really like, we're only going to get one of them. Do we have to go right now? You know, like, let's add another pick. And God, Eric loves that, right? Like, Eric gets very greedy about that particular asset as opposed to let's go all in. And I talked to Luke about this. There are 8 places. And look, the Redskins have been doing this forever. Sometimes the Raiders, different teams have dealt the Cowboys their first round picks away where their fans don't have that action the first night of the draft. We've been in that case a couple of times, the Sergio Kindle year, the Courtney Upshaw year. So, did I say Courtney Upshaw? Did I get the name wrong? I got the name wrong.
You got it right.
I got it right. Okay.
Alabama.
I was thinking Reagan Upshaw. I had the wrong name. But nonetheless, when you don't pick in the first day, you want to look and say, oh, we're not picking because we got Lamar. That was kind of the deal when you trade out of that round. But everybody's trading out of the first round now. And it's not the Rams have sort of made it cool to do that.
And I wouldn't do that because here's the flip side. You retain the rights of that player in the first round for 5 years. You get the fifth-year option. So if it was very fortuitous for the Ravens that they selected Lamar Jackson in the first round because –
that's where they saw the value in him, really, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, you can always play at devil's advocate. So moves are good when they pan out. When they don't pan out, of course – sometimes it costs GMs their job, but at 14, if there's a player they love, a player they think has Hall of Fame potential, perhaps that's when you race to the podium and turn in your draft card. But if, as you said, if there's five guys and their ceiling might be all pro and the floor might be Pro Bowl, then yeah, you can trade back and pick up some value for sure.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about 14. Because you only think about this one time a year. People would always ask me, I'm like, we find that exactly what Ozzie's thinking when he picks. You know, he liked Ray Lewis more than Leland McElroy, and he was right. There were some guys that you passed. But to your point, if you're up there on 14 and you're seventh best player in the whole, you've done all this work and you didn't have to stink and go 4-13 or whatever. I always say 4-12. I got to do the math on.
I know 4-13 now or 5-12.
Yeah, right. Weird. Yep. Totally dogs and cats. Doesn't make it sounds dumb to say it, but you didn't have to go 4-13 to get the sixth pick. If the sixth best guy on your board's there at 14, that's where they were with Suggs, right? I mean, literally, Suggs just kept dropping, and they're like, we'll take him, and look at how that turned out.
Yeah, he ran a slow 40, right? But again, as he said after the draft, how many times have you seen me running 40 yards downfield to get a quarterback? His range of movement was 10 to 15 yards. He was very explosive. So if that happens, and there's guys there, the Thibodeau kid from Oregon, he's dropping. So if he's there at 14, which what do they do? I mean, he's a phenomenal talent, but he's like a Jadeveon Clowney type. But if he's there, they need a rush end. And if he's there, it wouldn't surprise me if they take a shot with him.
Dennis Colazzo's here. He will be here on Thursday from 3 until 5. You can follow him at D Colazzo Show. And, of course, find him out at Coons Baltimore Ford Security. All right, so here's the point in the show where you sell me a car because, like, we're getting to that point. So my wife is – we just have so much to do with – patio and pavers and stuff that we're doing right now, but we're getting there. What do we need to know? I mean, and I don't know if my wife is going to like call you and say, Friday's my day. I'm coming. I don't care if it's green or blue or yellow. I don't care if it's got a moon roof, sunroof, no roof. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think this time around, she's going to do some clicking. I actually rented a Ford, Edge last week when I was just to feel it and, move around in a hatchback. It was a little hatchy for me. Like I want more of a sedan-y thing, but my wife and I'll hash that. She can click buttons and we can have it in different colors. We're going to have a little bit of fun with this, but it's a way I've never thought about doing this with you.
Yeah. Go to Ford.com and you can pick out the vehicle and you can pick out the options. You could pick out the exterior color, the interior color, and you can price that out. You'll see what the MSRP of the vehicle is. You'll have an idea about that. There's payment calculators right on there. So you can actually see what the vehicle looks like when it's built.
This makes your job easier.
It does it, yeah, somewhat, except when there's a chip shortage and stuff like that going on, and people are waiting for the vehicle.
So if you want this car, you can't have it till August, but if you want this one, we'll get it June 3rd.
That's exactly right. So okay. those are the intelligent conversations we have around here.
We call them wise conversations around
wise
here.
Conversation.
How long can someone really expect if they want to order a car? What's a minimum? What's a maximum? And obviously you'll step in there and say, we just can't get this thing, right?
I can give you a range. It's typically 6 to 8 weeks. If everything goes spectacularly well, and it could be 27 to 30 weeks if there are delays, if there's no more disruptions, that's the scale.
Dennis, she's talking four-wheel drive because winter and
good idea.
Yeah, so you know, waiting would not be the worst thing in the world, but we're going to click. I'm going to do the homework.
It's real
we're
going
to go to Ford.com and do that. We're going to come and see you and visit with you as well. Absolutely. And obviously be listening in on Thursday as we get ready. Opening day. Nothing. You got nothing for me with baseball? Nothing.
Go Orioles. I don't know what to tell you. We'll watch for a minute. We'll watch early before they're 30 games out of first place. And playoffs. And
I used to be a real jerk. When I did this, when I hired Luke, and you can speak to this, and this is all public record. When I would get the tryouts for the competition, the King of Baltimore Sports, to try to be me, to come on the radio, right? I would give a quiz to see where people were on the sports spectrum of what they would know or not know. And some of it was a little like, did you know what it said on Memorial Stadium on the faceplate? Time will not dim the glory. I still have the quizzes. And I have them all. Like anybody that ever came here, because some of them were so horrific that I couldn't believe that somebody really thought they could get a job on the radio. But the one thing I would ask them to do, and this is in 2008, 9, 10, 11, in that range, the Orioles stunk. It was pre-Buck, right? It was when McPhail was running around lying and the old man was pocketing $200 million a year in massive money. I'd ask them to fill out a lineup for the Orioles tonight. And I was shocked how few could do it. Now, I'm not going to embarrass you, put you on the spot, but I'll do that next week because it'll be opening day here next week. And I just need to know how many names of current Orioles you can name. And it's not to embarrass you or me. It's to embarrass them. Because I did this with Luke earlier and said, how many of these guys am I going to – is Rio Ruiz or Santander, like who means Mancini? Oh, that Mullins kid can play. And the Mountcastle guy, a little slow start, but got on. So, you know, I'm trying to get the names right, just so you know. But I'm not going to know who their middle infielders are. I'm going to have no clue. Oh. Bring back Scope and Machado is what I'm going to say.
Right. When I was a teenager, Nestor, I can name not just the starting lineup, but everybody on the bench as well.
And everybody on every team in the league because you had baseball cards and you put them in
a spot. That was a long time ago, man. But nowadays, it's tough. It really is.
Where have you gone, Joe
what's
DiMaggio?
What's his name? Adley Rutschman. He's one of them, right? Rutschman, he's one of the – I have to really think about this.
A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. It's opening day this week.
Boo-hoo-hoo
to you,
to
Mr.
Orioles.
Colazzo. So he is over Coons Ford at Security Boulevard. Click, buy, hang, sports, fishing soon. You and I are going to fish. By the way, I'm putting together the Crab Cake Tour in August. We're going west early. So think about early August. You and me
I'm
some
around.
Fly fishing, all right? Maybe my mother's birthday, August 3rd. Think about
that
it. All right,
great.
Dennis Colazzo, find him out at Coons Baltimore Ford Security Boulevard. And of course, our WNST text, which is alive with Orioles trades of the actual guys I've heard of. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.